Good morning.
Good morning.
I always find it an opportunity, a privilege, to be in the presence of God, to be in the church. There are people who are looking for places to worship, but they can't this morning. But God has given us that opportunity. So I'm always thankful for that. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, we'll continue our inheritance and the promise. And I'll be reading from Joshua chapter 8, which is a long chapter to read, but we'll go for it. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Take all the fighting men with you and arise, go up to Ai, see, I have given into you your hand the king of Ai and his people, his city and his land. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Only its spoil and its livestock you shall take as plunder for yourselves. Lay an ambush against the city behind it." So Joshua and all the fighting men arose to go up to Ai. And Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them out by night. And he commanded them, "Behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city behind it. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you remain ready, and I and all the people who are with me will approach the city. And when they came out against us, just as before, we shall flee before them, and they will come out after us. Until we have drawn them away from the city, for they will say, 'They are fleeing from us just as before.' So we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize the city, for the Lord your God will give it into your hand. And as soon as you have taken the city, you shall set the city on fire. You shall do according to the word of the Lord. See, I have commanded you." So Joshua sent them out, and they went to the place of ambush and lay between Bethel and Ai, to the west of Ai. But Joshua spent that night among the people. Joshua rose early in the morning and mustered the people and went up, he and the leaders of Israel, before the people to Ai. And all the fighting men who were with him went up and drew near before the city and encamped on the north side of Ai, with a ravine between them and Ai. He took about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai to the west of the city. So they stationed the forces, the main encampment that was north of the city and its rear guard west of the city. But Joshua spent that night in the valley, and as soon as the king of Ai saw this, he and his people, the men of the city, hurried and went out early to their appointed place towards the Arabah to meet Israel in battle. But he did not know that there was an ambush against him behind the city, and Joshua and all Israel pretended to be beaten before them and fled in the direction of the wilderness. So all the people who were in the city were called together to pursue them, and as they pursued Joshua, they were drawn away from the city. Not a man was left in Ai or Bethel who did not go out after Israel. They left the city open and pursued Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out the javelin that is in your hand towards Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand towards the city, and the men in the ambush rose quickly out of their place, and as soon as he had stretched out his hand, they ran and entered the city and captured it. And they hurried to set the city on fire. So when the men of Ai looked back, behold, the smoke of the city went up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that, for the people who fled to the wilderness turned back and pursued back against the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had captured the city and that the smoke of the city went up, they turned back and struck down the men of Ai. And the others came out from the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and the other on the other side. And Israel struck them down until there was none that survived or escaped. But the king of Ai, they took alive and brought him near to Joshua. When Israel had finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the open wilderness, where they pursued them, and all of them to the very last had fallen by the edge of the sword, all Israel turned to Ai and struck it down with the edge of the sword. And all who fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000. All the people of Ai, but Joshua did not draw back his hand, which he stretched out the javelin, until he had devoted all the inhabitants of Ai to destruction. Only the livestock and the spoil of the city Israel took as their plunder, according to the word of the Lord that he commanded Joshua. So Joshua burned and made it forever a heap of ruin as to this day. So I'm going to stop there. Yes. But after that, after the victory, Joshua had a new covenant with God and the children of Israel. That's the last passage. If you have time, you can read it after. Yeah. So this morning, I'll go back from the beginning, the story of Joshua, because we've been looking at it from verse 1. Now we are on chapter 8. Joshua's mission was to take the children of Israel into the promised land. After crossing the Jordan River into the promised land, the children of Israel started facing some difficulties, challenges. In chapter 6, they faced an obstacle, which was the wall of Jericho and a great army. Jericho was a very fortified city, but with God gave a clear instruction to Joshua how to win the battle in Jericho. To march around Jericho 6 days, once every day for 6 days, and for the last seventh day, they marched seven times. And after that, the priest blew the trumpet, people shouted with a loud voice, and the walls of Jericho fell. So, military thinking, it is ridiculous to go around the city, marching around, going in circle and circle for 6 days. And Joshua was a man of battle, so people with him were like, what are you doing? What's this? Why would you just go round and round on the city? We want to fight. But this was not Joshua's fight. It was God's fight. God was in control. God wanted to show Joshua that he is in charge. He is able to deliver them. And to see the obedience of Joshua and the children of Israel, if they could follow God's instruction. And God, at the end, gave them the victory as it was promised. But in all that, God said to them, do not take any plunder in this city. Whatever plunder you get, whatever plunder it is, I don't know how to express this word. Whatever plunder is mine, do not take it. But because of lack of patience and disobedience, Echo took some things which God commanded them not to take, didn't follow the word of God, and sin crept in unnoticed, like Dave said last time. But they had to deal with this. God sees in secret. So he knew what was happening. But Joshua did not realize that. He saw Ai. He was like, okay, let's send some spies to Ai. They sent spies to Ai. And the spies returned. They're like, okay, that is a small city. We can attack it with fewer men. So Joshua listened to the spies. They went and attacked Ai, and they were defeated badly because Joshua did not seek advice of God. He just went and did his own thing. Always ask for God's will in everything we do. It doesn't matter, small things. Always seek to find out what God wants me to do in this situation. What God wants me to do tomorrow. Always seek God's advice before we do anything, because it's important. Otherwise, mistake happens. People died because Joshua did not ask for God's advice. Listen to God. Inquire from the Lord. As Christian, I believe that God speaks to all of us in many ways. God speaks to us through his word. God speaks to us through prophetic. God speaks to us in nature. God speaks to us. So we have to be attentive and listen to what God is saying before we make a decision. And then Joshua went to the Lord and asked, what is happening? Then the Lord revealed the reason why Joshua was defeated and the children of Israel. First of all, sin crept in because someone stole something which the Lord said you should not take. Overconfidence in self, thinking, okay, we won the war at Jericho. It was very easy. We just went in circles. And Ai is a small town. We can just go and win. But we need to rely on God. And we need to deal with sin as well. The person who sinned, Echo, if he was just a little bit patient, You see in chapter 8 that God said to them, you can have all the plunder and the livestock. He would have kept his family and there would be no loss of life in the previous chapter. A small problem can become big if we don't involve God. This morning, in chapter 8, I want us to see God's love, mercy, and grace. I have a few points which I want to point out. How to live our journey as a Christian, as Christians with God. First point is relying on God's word and having faith no matter what. We have to rely on God's word. When we don't understand things, we need to ask for God's will. The next thing will be the new covenant we have in Christ Jesus. And supporting each other, dealing with fear, also very important. Relying in God's word, God does things in his own way, the ways which we cannot understand. The way we think is not the same way God thinks. He can change things whenever he wants. Like, for example, we saw Joshua going around the city. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand God's ways, but we have to trust in him. We have to trust in his word, that through his word, through his spirit, we'll have victory. It can be hard to feel defeated, like Joshua was feeling, not knowing the outcome of things. And most of us, sometimes we feel like, Lord, what's going on here? You're feeling defeated. But we have hope through Jesus Christ. We have hope. Jesus is with us. The Lord said, I'm with you always. This is the hope we have. We have to rely on that. We have to grab hold of the word of God, the promises of God. We have to be patient, and God will give us victory. Sometimes we have to go and face the problems which we felt defeated by. God said to Joshua, rise up, go to Ai. Joshua was thinking, maybe we might be defeated again, but God gave him clear instruction on how to win the war. God gave Joshua reassurance that this is his will for him to win against Ai. Today I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is your assurance. Jesus Christ is your hope of glory. God is full of mercy. No matter what we are going through, God's mercy and faithfulness and his grace is upon your life. Even when you don't feel like it, but he's there. He's there for you. Amen? And then we see in the same passage, Joshua had a new covenant, renewed the covenant. But we have a better covenant through Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice. Although Joshua sacrificed animals, but God sacrificed his only son to pay the price of sin for us, for you and me, to have eternal life, to become children of the Most High God. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of Christ. His love surpasses understanding. God is love, is kind, and this is true. This is the will of God, that we experience his love, his comfort, to have eternal life, to feel his love forever and ever. This life we live here is only temporary. But one day, there will be no suffering, no defeat, no persecution, and we'll live in glory with God. And this is our hope. That's the first point I wanted to speak about. And the second point is supporting one another through difficult times. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Take all the fighting men with you. Arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hands the king of Ai and his people." So it was important for Joshua to have company, to have men, fighting men with him, to support him to win the war. He didn't do it alone. He had people with him. In our difficult times, when we're feeling defeated, we need our brothers and sisters in Christ to support each other, to pray for each other. Sometimes God will give you a prophetic word for someone. Tell them, because you don't know what they are facing or what challenges they are going through. You cannot face feeling defeated alone. And when you feel that way, ask for help. We can see in the Bible many examples. Peter was arrested in the book of Acts, but the church got together praying for him, and God sent an angel to release him. Praying together, encourage one another in the word of God, and Ai will be defeated. And my last point is, do not be afraid. We can see a lot of things happening in this world. Poverty, wars, financial crisis, living without knowing what will happen tomorrow, how to manage our bills, how to manage our sickness. There's a lot of things. The same thing the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear. Do not be dismayed. It's the same thing I'm telling you this morning. Do not fear about your circumstances, things which are keeping you from sleep at night. Do not fear. God is with you. He has a plan for each and every one of us. Do not be afraid of your past defeats, but face them. God is with you. Arise, man and woman of God. Victory is yours. Jesus is saying, see, I have done it all for you. Arise. Victory is yours. This is a prophetic word for someone. Arise. Victory is yours. No matter what you're facing, God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Arise and fear not, for the Lord is with you. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, the Holy Spirit, which lives in you. Don't be afraid. God is with you. And the last thing I want to say is that we can do this. We can practice this morning to support each other by prayer. We have that opportunity to do that. So if we could get maybe into twos, threes, and just pray for one another, encourage one another with prophetic words, with words of encouragement, whatever the Lord is saying to you, let's do that. Thank you.